Well, good morning to everyone. It is my hope that you are doing well today. Brethren, as Christians, as we study the Gospels, we become familiar with the events preceding the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. We learn about the betrayal and arrest of Jesus, the fabricated charges, the unethical court action, his appearance before the Roman governor Pontius Pilate, and his eventual crucifixion. Jesus was crucified on a hill just outside Jerusalem called Calvary. It is also called Golgotha and is referred to as the place of the skull. Yes, Jesus was crucified at a location where there had been a multitude, countless horrible executions over the years. But let us remember something. Jesus' cross was not the only cross on Calvary that day. In Luke chapter 23, we read about two other men who were there. Both of these men were also condemned to death. Each man was hanging from their own cross on either side of Jesus. One of the condemned men mocked, ridiculed, and taunted Jesus. However, the other man said, with both desperation and a humble face, said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." This was a man like a lot of us. This man had done careless and cruel things. This man had done some things that he desperately regretted. This man had done some things which justified his death sentence. But because of his faith, Jesus said to him, "You will be with me in paradise." Jesus accepted the man because of his faith in him. It wasn't because of his church attendance. It wasn't because of the money he had given to a church. It wasn't even because of his baptism. It was because Jesus saw in the man a repentant spirit. At the cross, the man saw Jesus and recognized just how inadequate he was in comparison. At the cross, the man recognized there was something divine about Jesus. Now, the man was unable to humbly kneel at the cross of Jesus that day because he was attached to his own cross. But the man saw things clearly as he revered Jesus, the Son of God, on his cross. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the work of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your loving forgiveness. And we ask that, just like the thief on the cross, you too remember us in your kingdom. Help us, Lord, to walk in the way that leads to eternal salvation. Amen.